That's a roundup of that which did not make the headlines this week. We join on the line by Umi Abdullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi to you, Mufti Yusuf, and our listeners.
Jazakum khair for your time. We begin with Syria. Organ trade mafia. Tell us more about this.
This is the underbelly of Syria's war, the thriving trade in human organs. Last week, the Syrian Independent Media Group, which is five independent media companies within Syria, released a report saying that the illegal trade of human organs has become very widespread in Syria and neighboring countries. So we're looking at the transplantable organs like kidneys and corneas from Syria being shipped to neighboring countries, and then they disappear into this murky world of international organ trade. And there's also allegations that organs are stolen from prisoners. So we're looking at young people who are extremely desperate to get out of Syria, who don't have any food, etc. So they're selling things like their kidneys. And the evidence that has been compiled says that estimates 20,000 Syrians have had their organs removed for sale over the past 4 years of war. Prices like up to $10,000 in Turkey for a kidney, or in Iraq as low as $1,000 for a kidney. And this is really scary, Mufti. If you look at it, you know, you're taking out your cornea, and then you're blind, basically. So the desperation of these people is really, really frightening. And you can't clamp down on it, because organ donation isn't illegal in Syria. But of course, it's a huge case of exploitation.
Yes, these are all part of the consequences that have come about as a result of the prolonged war in the country. We move on. LA schools pay out $200 million in primary school abuse cases.
It's absolutely frightening. You know, you're talking today about Hollywood and this impression that young girls have, etc. And your people consider, you know, Hollywood, Los Angeles and California, all kind of things. But these things all slip under the radar. You look at this LA schools district. Over the last 10 years or so, have paid more than $200 million in sexual misconduct cases at two of their campuses. And there's two specific schools totally opposite ends of LA. And these schools serve low-income communities, veteran teachers, popular teachers. And it's bizarre the type of abuse that these children have been exposed to. Hundreds of children. In the latest case that was filed this week, it was an $88 million settlement. And each child received $3 million, which tells us that what is it they're hiding? How bad is it? And when we protect our kids, and when we are so careful and concerned about our children, where they go, who they, it's made to seem as though we are oppressive when we are watchful over our children to that extent.
Shocking, undoubtedly. Then Airbnb under the fire for listing homes in occupied Palestine.
So a lot of people don't know about Airbnb. It was founded in 2008. It's a community marketplace. You list and you book spaces around the world. So if you have an extra room or something in your home and you want to list it for people to come in, then you can list it on this Airbnb site. And it started off 2008. And last year it was listed to be valued at $20 billion, which tells you that it really has grown. So they had a talk in New York, and one of its board members took the stage for an interview, and people came rushing in with banners, and they were saying Airbnb hosts apartheid. And this, of course, is because conference goers were to be made aware that Airbnb lists homes in illegal settlements built on Palestinian land. And of course, we know it's contradictory to the Geneva Convention. Many of that land is stolen. So at least some people are making people aware that you are then renting a space in occupied territories. Of course, Airbnb coming out and say, we're absolutely innocent. We just have people sharing spaces and sharing a home and sharing experiences as an open platform. But the lady who broke on right onto the stage was released a little bit after her arrest, but of course it's a good thing.
Yes, the awareness has been created. And finally, your partner is not going to save you.
Yeah, Mufti, as a teacher of a lot of adult female women, I often get a complaint this time of the year. And it's that my husband, who is supposed to be a hafiz, I have to nag him to do his door. He hasn't been reading Salatul Tarawih for so many years, you know, that kind of thing. And for some, it's benign, you know, it's just a nag, it's just a reminder. But for others, it's really serious, because when they got married, they looked at this thing of like, you know, my partner is a hafiz and he's going to be a leader, etc., etc. And when they remind and they say Salah or door and perform the Tarawih, they often get shut down and they often get really daily told, well, what, if you have so many faults with you, why are you, you know, concerned about that? So I thought today we could look at one part of the Quran that often falls between the cracks, and that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the example of the wives of Nuh and the wives of Lut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that they were tahta abdaini min ibadina salihin. They were married to two pious people, but they deceived them. And if that association that they had with that pious environment didn't even benefit them in any way. So maybe it's a little bit of a harsh bit of inspiration today. Sometimes the tables are turned. It's a righteous husband and a not so enthusiastic wife, or even the other way around. But you look at it, and a few years ago on the radio we had this theme for Ramadan, Team Jannah. Everybody working together to get to a goal. And hopefully if you look at your partner in that light, that they inspire in you, they're not nagging you, that would be some motivation for the week, inshallah.
Inshallah, yes, an important point. Jazakumullah khair for your time.
Most welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.